Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Thursday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." Commentary by Father Antonio Bordas from Tarragona, Spain. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today the gospel invites us to evangelize. It says, preach. The announcement is Jesus' good news, trying to tell us about the kingdom of God, that he is our Savior, sent by the Father to the world, and for this reason, the only one who can renew us from within and change the society in which we live. Jesus proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was the herald of the kingdom of God that was present among men and women to the extent that good would advance and evil would retreat. Jesus wants the whole man's salvation in body and in spirit. More so, by the enigma that concerns humanity, which is death, Jesus proposes the resurrection. When someone lives dead for a sin and recovers the grace, he will experience a new life. This is a great mystery that we begin to experience from our baptism. Christians are called to the resurrection. Here's a sample of how Pope Francis seeks the good of man. This culture of waste has also made us insensitive to wasting and throwing out excess foodstuffs. There was a time when our grandparents were very careful not to throw away any leftover food. Whenever food is thrown out, it is as if it were stolen from the table of the poor, from the hungry. Jesus tells us to always be bearers of peace. When the priest brings the communion to a sick person, he says, "Lord's peace to this house." And the peace of Christ remains there if there are people worthy of it. To receive the gifts of God's kingdom, one needs a good inner will. On the other hand, we also see many people making excuses for not receiving the gospel. We have a great task among men, and we cannot fail to preach the gospel after having believed, because we live it and we want others to live it also.